Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
That's right. I have now decided to recuse myself from any existing or future investigations of any matter relating in any way to the campaigns for President of the United States.
Jeff Sessions right there. He's the top cop, the AG, who apparently left out that part where when they asked him about, have you met with any of the Russians, having kind of been a surrogate along the way in the campaign during his you know, hearings, decide whether or not they're going to, hey, we're going to let this guy go. We're going to confirm the Sessions cat. Apparently, he left out the part where he had met twice with the Russian ambassador. One of them very nothing, you know, a bunch of other senators there. The other time, maybe something a little bit more, and obviously with all of the stuff surrounding the Trump campaign and still swirling when it comes to hacking and the Russians and this weird relationship that is, I don't even know how you describe it, between Putin and his administration and his people and just everything that took place with the Dems. He definitely had to recuse himself. You don't know what the word recuse means? He is saying that during this investigation, as they continue to probe whether or not there was any kind of wrongdoing amongst the Trump camp during the run-up to the election, and if there was any kind of wrongdoing whatsoever, they'll look deeper into it. He potentially would have been the person to say yay or nay if they were going to go after somebody, if they were going to prosecute, if they were going to do something, because he's the top cop, the head partner at the firm, if you will. He's now said, I'm going to recuse myself. I mean, I'm going to step away from this situation. Not going to be involved anymore in this. Still be doing my AG job, but I'm no longer going to be doing this. For some people, that's not enough. Some people want him gone. A lot of people think he needs to step away. A lot of people think he needs to be done with it all and just resign.
Because the Department of Justice should be above reproach, for the good of the country, Attorney General Sessions should resign.
Now, I don't know if he should resign or not. I don't know what took place. I don't think any of us do. There needs to be some definite answers to questions. He went out there today. He spoke to some people. He is adamant that he did nothing untoward and played no games and was involved in nothing when it came to being a conduit between the campaign, if you will, and the Russians.
And the idea that I was part of a, quote, continuing exchange of information during the campaign between Trump surrogates and intermediaries for the Russian government is totally false.
Earlier today, somebody tweeted at me, Chad, since when is talking to the Russians illegal? It's not illegal. Let me tell you where he got into trouble when it came to this situation. This was his confirmation hearing. Al Franken had asked him some questions. He and Leahy had gone back and forth a little bit about the Russians. But this is his confirmation hearing, and listen to what he says.
I'm not aware of any of those activities. I have been called a surrogate at a time or two in that campaign, and I did not have communications with the Russians, and I'm unable to comment on it.
So, as I tell everybody, doing stuff usually doesn't get you in trouble. Not in government, right? The lying about the stuff gets you in trouble. It's never what you did. It's the cover-up that busts you. Martha Stewart didn't go to jail because she insider traded. Martha Stewart went to jail because she lied. He lied. He said, well, and he needed to be clear. He said, I was unaware. Well, you know. All right? Let's be real. I think we're all, you know, pretty aware if you met with somebody. Now, if you shook somebody's hand and there's 50 people in there, you may not really remember something. I get that. But having a different kind of meeting that was a one-off, that's a different thing. Needs to be clear. That's what people want. They want things spelt out. They want things definitely spelt out in front of them. But I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and lambast the guy and say, this guy is done. He's out. Because that's what Pelosi's doing. It's what the Schumers of the world's doing. The Elijah Cummings are doing. But there are a lot of Republicans, Dan Issa and several others, who have said, you know what? He needs to recuse himself. He needs to step away and let whatever happens happen without him being involved. And remember, we're an optics world. No matter what anybody says, we're a world where there's optics. I take you back to a tarmac in Phoenix. That's in Arizona. And a former president, Clinton, whose wife at the time was engaged in a battle to become president of the United States against this president, Donald Trump. She was also being somewhat investigated when it comes to the email scandal. The attorney general and her office was looking into it at the time. That was Mrs. Lynch. He gets off of a plane on a tarmac, walks over to the plane that she's on, goes up, spends 12 to 15 minutes talking to her, says it was only small talk. Then leaves the plane. They decide not to prosecute. They decide not to look any deeper. Optics. Big. Perception is reality. People say, well, no, reality is reality. Yes, reality is reality for the people in that situation. In that situation. So those two talked. Whatever happened on there, that's their reality. That's the reality of what happened. But outside of there, I wasn't in the plane, so I don't know what took place, and I don't know what they talked about, but my perception is it looked shady. If you tell me you didn't talk to a foreign minister, an ambassador, or anybody from Russia, I believe you. If you say, nah, I don't think I haven't. I haven't done that. You got to be clear. Now, do I think that he's not? Do I think that Clinton got on the plane and said, you better not do anything to my wife? I don't know. Wasn't there. Do I think that Sessions did anything untoward? I don't know. I wasn't there. I'd like to give both men the benefit of the doubt that he really was just talking about the grandkids and he really was just chewing the fat with this guy talking about stuff. Remember, he was a senator at the time. Senators meet with people all the time. Ambassadors. At the convention, a lot of senators met with a lot of ambassadors from around the world. That's what happens. But perception is reality. And when you lie to other senators, when you lie to other congressmen, when you lie to other people and politicians and leaders, and people go, whoa, what's up with that? Because if you're lying, you're hiding something is the perception that comes out of that. And while he may have not done anything, what he did do was kill some momentum. Now, great speech Tuesday night. Knocked it out the park. 43 million people watched that speech. Huge. That was Big League for sure. Less than 24 hours of goodwill. And then Washington Post, New York Times, this lands. And people say they're after him. I read a report today that 88% of the coverage of Trump has been negative. Yes, I understand that. Very much so. But also, when you do stuff like this, it's not hard to be negative if you're saying that this person may have done something and lied about it. I don't know if he should resign. That I'm not going to say. But what I will say is he did the smart thing by recusing himself. If I'm Trump, I ask him point blank, did you do anything? Did you know anything? What did you two talk about? Do you remember it? And don't lie to me. And if he says, no, we didn't do anything, then I say, you know what? There's going to be a lot of heat on you for a little while, and I'm going to take some of this heat too, but I can't afford. I lost Flynn, and I can't afford to lose you within the first 45 days or 50 days of my administration. Cannot happen. So you're going to suck it up, Buttercup, and take the heat. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You text the program, 323-538-2423. As always, love getting text message. Also call us, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Now, producer Phil, we've got Brandy Britton. Is that her name?
That is her name.
And she is going to talk to us, the bottom of the hour, why pools, office pools, you know, the kind that you have around this time of year because there's a certain basketball tournament that's about to happen, actually brings offices closer together. It's going to be very interesting. I love March Madness. I love March Madness. We've got your urban word. Being fat may be healthy. Oh, yes, it may be. Kind of like that because I'm kind of, I don't want to say fat, but I'm pleasantly plump. How's that? It's the Chad Benson Show.
What I like about talk radio is the fact that you can, like, listen to, like, guys interact with each other and, like, hear their opinions. And I don't know whether it's, like, sports or something else. Like, it's dialogue going on, so.
Welcome to paradise.
Chad Benson.
It was shocking to the conscience that the number one law enforcement person in our country, the one who is over the FBI, the one who sets the tone for U.S. attorneys all over this entire country would sit in a hearing and not tell the truth.
Elijah Cummings right there talking about Jeff Sessions today, who is recusing himself from any of the investigations that are currently going on about the Trump campaign and their relationship with Russia and certain people inside of the Kremlin and associated with Vladimir Putin. You know, optics aren't always great. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Steve in Las Vegas, what do you want to talk about with Sessions?
Chad, you know, really quick, what you said, you hit the nail on the head, was that, you know, first you had Flynn, who lied to the vice president, and they, you know, he got fired. And now you have Sessions, who seems to not have told the full truth. But the weird part is that the administration didn't even know about this, or they say they only found out based upon the news reports of last night. I'm wondering what kind of vetting process there is. You know, right now the perception is that this White House, this administration, has a lying problem. And that's something that, you know, one of the reasons why people turned away from Hillary Clinton was because they felt she was a liar. They felt that she couldn't be trusted. If you have an entire administration that in the last month, you have two of your top positions that are under scrutiny. One was fired and one is being asked to resign because of lying or untruths. That's something that's going to continue dogging this administration. You're wondering what other, you know, kind of things will come out and why this Russia thing is the one subject that they seem to not be looking deep into to find out if their vet, you know, the people they're vetting for these positions have any ties to.
Absolutely, Steve. Absolutely. And you know what? It's an optics thing. I appreciate your call, man. The optics on this are bad. When you've got your one guy, Flynn, who lies to the vice president, now you've got another guy who lies in the confirmation hearing. That's not good. And when there is so much heat coming on about Russia. I don't think that the Russians played as big a part as a lot of people are making it out to be, but I could be wrong. But I tell everybody this, and I remind people, older people will understand this, younger people you might not. The whole Watergate thing, it didn't happen on a Monday. Tuesday, there was an announcement about it. Wednesday was an investigation, and Thursday, he didn't resign. It was a long process that built up over time that took over a year before it finally, boom. There are issues here that need to be resolved and they need to be addressed. And the one thing that this president needs to do is he needs to get out in front of all of this, continue to push his message, but at the same time, address it rather than hide. The more that you hide, the more that you play these games, the more that people dig. There is some smoke here. There may be a little bit of fire, but if you don't deal with it and put it out, they're going to throw more gasoline on it, and it's going to get ugly with this administration. The smart thing they need to do is get out in front. And like I say, losing one, bad. Losing two, no. That is a poor start, to say the least, when you talk about your start to your presidency and administration to lose two people potentially within 2 months of starting. That is an embarrassment. An absolute embarrassment. Let's do the urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
Your urban word of the day, you're hanging out with your friends, and you said, hey, guys, after work, why don't we get together for a rendezvous? Rendezvous. What is that? Well, it's a quick get-together. Co-workers, acquaintances, friends. Let's use it in a sentence. I just bought a bottle of gin and some tonic at home. We should all rendezvous at your place for further discussion on said topic. Like somebody like Jeff Sessions. Going to be a long night. Rendezvous, your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
Cranium is stretched. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. Bringing your workplace together. Do it a lot of different ways. How about this? Maybe bringing your workplace together via a pool for March Madness may be a helper. Brandy Britton, office team district president, is going to join us to talk about how that, you know, this can be a bonding experience. Obviously, if your company allows that. And it's a great, you know, mechanism to definitely have some good, clean fun and bond together in a situation that we all enjoy watching. It's March Madness. Even people who don't like basketball or college basketball watch a little March Madness because it's fun to watch. Why not make a little money on it? And better yet, why not bond with your coworkers? She's going to join us next. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBensonSON. Lots more to talk about still with Sessions. It's going to be a big day. It's Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
And I'm feeling so alone.
Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Last year, Villanova won an exciting NCAA championship. They may be the team to beat again this year, though I'm pulling for the Bruins. Come on, Bruins. I love college basketball this time of year. Don't fall up much of the rest, but who doesn't love doing the brackets? And now, why not say, because everybody at work is going to be doing brackets. You're going to pretend like they're not. They're all doing brackets, and then their brackets are busted usually by noon the following day. But it's a good thing, good camaraderie for the office. Joining us now is the district president for office team, Brandy Britton. Thanks so much for coming on today, Brandy. Why is this a good thing for offices to allow to happen?
Well, sure. So you've got a very competitive employment market right now, and so it's great for businesses to build camaraderie amongst their employees, and in some cases it boosts morale, and it can also help your reputation to help you attract potential new employees down the road.
You know, that's the big thing. It's about, and especially now, a younger generation, they're looking at not so much what you're going to pay me, but what perks do I get? Because everybody likes to do the pools. You know, they do it at Super Bowl time, right? Like, you know, the squares, this, that, and the other. This is another opportunity for people to jump on top of this and have fun in a much bigger way. And again, it's the employers if they allow it or not. But it is about morale. You're stuck there 8 hours a day. Why not have a little bit of fun and allow people to enjoy themselves? Because I think it does make a better, stronger work environment.
Well, it does. And at the end of the day, everybody or most everybody is going to watch some sort of March Madness basketball. And so you can either, if you can't beat them, you might as well join them. So use that as an opportunity to leverage making yourself look good as an employer or as a manager to find good ways on how you can incorporate that into the business day. And you'll get a lot more from your employees, and hopefully they'll still be productive at the same time.
Well, I mean, yeah. And it's funny because we talk about we'll rehash how much money is lost during this time of year, because we'll lose $1 billion in lost, you know, revenue because of people that are working and goofing around watching this at the same time. But hey, how many millions of billions and trillions of dollars lost yearly for everybody looking at cat videos, for God's sakes?
Yes, they should probably do studies on that. And I'm not sure that you could leverage watching cat videos into a morale booster for the office. So here's your opportunity for March Madness to have a little fun with it in your workplace.
Talking to the district president of office team, Brandy Britton, talking about why pools like March Madness are a good thing for morale around the workplace and stuff. So when somebody says, hey, that's a good idea, how do we do a pool? I mean, do businesses ask you guys, how do you put together a really good pool? How's this thing work?
Well, you have to be careful, because any sort of gambling is illegal, as we all know. So it's always a good idea for businesses to organize specific events. So it could be everybody fills out the brackets, but the winners of the brackets get a gift card or something like that. Or in some cases, they allow the employees to wear their favorite team jersey or decorate their desk. Or perhaps they do a group outing after work and go watch the game somewhere. Or as simple as maybe you bring in a TV to the work, to the break room, and allow people to take specified breaks to catch up on their favorite team.
You know, you talk about what they may get. Warren Buffett made an enticing offer. I don't know if you saw this, but he is offering that any one of his employees, and this could be as many as who enter, if they rightly predict the Sweet 16, they will get $1 million a year every year for the rest of their life this year.
Wow, that sounds awesome. I haven't heard of anybody else doing anything like that other than the maybe a gift card for $25. So if you're working for him, lucky you.
Yeah, last year he and Quicken Loans created the $1 billion perfect bracket, which was done through Yahoo. So if you actually got the you named all the teams and all the victories of those 65 games now, or 66 games, that you got $1 billion. I fell short by about 45 games. Do you like college basketball? Are you into college basketball?
I do like college basketball. However, don't ask me who I'm rooting for, because it's a small team out west, and I don't think they'll be playing in this particular series.
Talking to Brandy Britton from Office Team District. She's the district president there, as we talk about the pools. You know, it is amazing, because, you know, as I said earlier, trying to lure new employees is really something that it's tough for a lot of companies to do in this day and age. And while it doesn't seem like it's a lot, the opportunity to have something like this really, I think, shows that there is camaraderie. It brings people together. And I don't think people realize that when you have a bunch of people that work for you and they're happy, it is an environment that is great. If you love what you do, or at least can tolerate it to a certain extent, and you don't hate Sunday nights because Monday's here, that's a huge bonus for an employer.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you have individuals who like where they work, love what they do, love the people around them, they are, whether they're taking breaks to watch March Madness or not, they're going to be more productive for you. And the happier your employees are, the more productive they are, the better your business is going to do. And then you're going to need to hire more. And when you need to hire, it's easier to attract good people when you've got a good reputation in the marketplace.
Now, do you advise employers to do this throughout the year for all kinds of things? I mean, it's March Madness seems to be the big one. The Super Bowl's obviously. There's a lot of stuff that's big that you can get employers to jump on, which it's another piece of something. Just like, you know, you apply for a college, you got to have 55 things on your application that you do. It's the same thing now, I think, for employers. It can't just be, we're going to pay you this, especially if you're recruiting younger talent to come out there, or more experienced seasoned people. There's got to be other little things that get people to say, hey, I want to work for that person.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, certainly it's always a good idea to poll your employees, get a sense from them on what they'd like to see, what types of activities. But you're absolutely right that it's not necessarily all about just what their paycheck looks like. It's about the perks that are outside the financial side. We do see, depending upon geography, some companies will do activities based on their local sports teams. So they might have some sort of outing or activity around that. But not everybody is a sports fan either. So they find ways to do different types of activities. I'm out here in Los Angeles, and a lot of companies do beach days to connect their employees with outside activities and make it a fun environment.
Her name is Brandi Britton. She is the district president for Office Team. We appreciate you coming on today and taking some time with us to tell people to, hey, tell your employer to gamble, gamble, gamble. It doesn't need to be clean fun. Gambling is fantastic.
You do have prizes outside of gambling.
We appreciate you coming on. Thanks so much. Phil, did you hear that, Phil? You can't gamble, Phil. It's illegal unless you're in places like Las Vegas or Atlantic City.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know, man. I'm just letting you know. Goodness me, because we know Phil. Phil loves a wager.
My Friday night poker game may be in trouble.
Uh-oh. Which is another great way for camaraderie, right? A Friday night poker game, bringing people together. It's great. There you go. Phil's done it. That's a good, clean fun right there. Very interesting to see. Speaking of poker, if you're Jeff Sessions right now, what are you doing? Are you worried? Do you think your job's in trouble? Or did Flynn being out, like, this is what I'm thinking. If Flynn wasn't ousted by his lies and the debacle that was that whole thing, being the security advisor, do you think he'd be gone? That's a question. That's a good question right there. Do you think if it wasn't for the fact that Flynn's already gone, that Sessions may be on his way out? But because one is already gone, the thought of losing two, maybe two this early in something, may be too much of a cross to bear for this administration at this moment and time. I think that's very much a real question that he has to be, and the administration is probably asking yourself. It's like, we can't have two gone. We can't have two. We lost one. We cannot have two. We're going to have to figure out a way to keep this guy here and hold his feet to the fire on everything from here on out, at least until this thing blows over and this Russia whole, whatever the hell this is, this you know, conspiracy theory, there's smoke, there's fire, who knows what it is. Whatever this is, this investigation, until it's gone, keep a low profile, but we got to keep him around because we cannot be shorthanded and lose another person and look like absolute idiots that a lot of people are already calling us. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. It was interesting when Warren Buffett, I mean, the Sweet 16, it's not without the realm of possibility of hitting that. That's not like getting a perfect bracket. Is that billion to one shot? Sweet 16, with the amount of employees, there are 85,000 employees played last year. There's about 400,000 Berkshire employees. So, I mean, you take a run at it, right? I mean, it's $1 million for the rest of your life. Think about it. If you're 30 years old, you're a mid-level manager for Berkshire, and you hit this out to pack, you get $1 million for the next 40, 50, 60 years, depending on how long you live. Now, $1 million in 40 years may not be worth a lot, but $1 million now, I think you're doing all right. I'm just saying. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Do you think Sessions should go? Should he stay? He recused himself. Is there bigger issues within the administration, and is this Russia thing really starting to become something and snowball here in a much larger way? 844-344-2423. 844-DIG-CHAD. Text the program 323-538-2423. Being fat, not as bad as you think. Chad Benson Show.
He is the hope of the universe.
The Chad Benson Show.
Could Jeff have been more clear in what he said? Yes. I think that was unfortunate, but I think context matters a lot.
Context does matter. Did he or did he lie? Depends what side of the aisle. Some people are going to give other people the benefit of the doubt. If this was the left side of the aisle, there was issues, right? Nobody on the right believed that the optics of Clinton, Bill Clinton, getting on the plane, talked to Loretta Lynch, the AG at the time, about, you know, their grandkids. Everybody thought that's a giant lie. People on the left are like, ah, they're just having a conversation. People on the right are saying, look, he maybe didn't tell the whole truth, but he didn't lie. And it wasn't anything about, you know, he was a senator, so he can be talking to people like the ambassador. So it shouldn't be a big deal. 844-DIG-CHAD. Rick, what's happening?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I'm hearing all kinds of stuff. Even Ted Cruz said the same thing. Yeah, he didn't tell the whole truth, but he was asked as a surrogate for the campaign. Did you talk to a Russian person? He said no. He was never asked as a senator, part of that committee he was on. Did he talk to him? He was never asked that. He should have said he was, as a senator, did it.
Yeah. But you understand, Rick, you understand the optics side of things, right? You get the optics side. Optics don't look good when you go and Al Franken, you offered up. That was the thing. Al Franken didn't ask him a question. He offered it up, and it ended up kind of biting him in the butt. And again, we're an optics society, Rick, and people look at that, and they'll think, you know what? This is my optics, and my perception is reality in this situation.
But by being a senator, you know, he probably like I'm figuring that's he wasn't asked the direct question of did he ever talk to him. So I'm giving him the benefit of doubt.
Yeah, and I think some people, I appreciate your call, Rick. I think Rick's right. For a lot of people out there, especially on the right, they're going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Look, I gave Clinton the benefit of the doubt. I said perception was reality, and the perception is for a lot of people out there that those people were talking about other things. But I don't know what they were talking about. I don't know what he and the ambassador were talking about. I have no idea what they were talking about. He's a senator. All the senators say the same thing. Even Ted Cruz came out today, and he said, look, you know what? If the Russian senator ambassador wants to call me and come by and have a visit. I get calls all the time from people like that. I say, okay, if I have time to fit it in, I do it. That's what they do. People want clear answers, though. And politics is not a clear answer. But when they think they caught you in something, they're going to come hard for you. And when you've got other Republicans already pushing back and saying there needs to be an independent prosecutor, there needs to be an independent investigation, just let it happen. I don't think he did anything untoward, but I don't know the entire story. We may never know it. But the optics aren't very good in a situation like this. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Hey, you can be fat and healthy. That's right. Obese middle-aged are at no greater risk of a heart attack. But here's the caveat. You got to work out. Ooh, major study found exercising middle age can offset any harms being done by being a person of size, being a larger person. The BMI schedule, I find it to be completely ridiculous because there's no way, like, there are people that work out 4 or 5 hours a day who are strong, who are ripped, who are yoked, who treat their bodies like a temple, and because they've got muscles, their BMI is off the roof because it's looking at a certain thing. Genetics play such a massive role in who you are. We saw that Bob guy, whatever the hell his name is, Bob Harper or whatever, last week, the guy from The Biggest Loser. Here's a guy who's fit, who's ripped, who's yoked, whose life is fitness. Genetics got him. He had a heart attack. Genetics got him. Now, his recovery is going to be great, but it didn't stop the fact the guy still had a heart attack, and the guy has probably the best diet, probably works out harder than anybody we've ever met. He truly treats his body as the temple, and it still didn't stop it. The truth is, though, if you're 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight, but you manage to work out 4 or 5 times a week, and you don't abuse yourself with drugs or alcohol, you're probably going to be just as fine as somebody who is the same height as you and 50 pounds less. Especially if your genetics are good. And therein lies the magic of it all. Genetics. Genetics. I'm in decent shape for a 46-year-old guy. I went at lunch today. I did a 30-minute CrossFit. I ran a little over a mile and a quarter in about 13 minutes. And I lifted some weights. I do that 4 days a week, sometimes 5 days a week. But you wouldn't say I'm like super fit and skinny, but that's what I do. I feel I'm in pretty damn good shape. But some of that's genetics as well. Body type, the whole nine yards. So you can continue to live the lifestyle you want. If you exercise, it'll offset any of that bad stuff. The only thing that hurts more is your joints, I think. But you'll have a sore knee if you can have that hamburger, right? The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. Chadbenson, chat at chadbensonshow.com. Get your phone calls, text away, 323-538-2423. Sessions, optics, not so good. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.